What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, it was a simple assignment last night. Three of us starting to work on our what they call sleep hygiene. Sleep hygiene is making sure you're getting enough sleep, but doing the things before you go to sleep to make sure you get good, solid, deep, refreshing sleep. And a lot of people now are saying it starts with turning that dang electronics off like an hour before you go to bed, right? Read a book. Do something that's going to bore you to sleep.
Essentially.
Right? So your mind is turned off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Kristen is struggling with it. Jackson is struggling with it. It's been probably my lifelong struggle is getting into deep sleep. So step number one, let's see who's going to just turn stuff off 1 hour before we go to bed.
Now, to be fair, I jumped on this because of my addiction to my electronics and my phone. I'm not trying to rub it in your face. I sleep pretty good.
I hate you.
I sleep pretty sound. I will wake up in the morning and Bart will be like, did you hear when I had to get the dog, you know, I get up at 3 a.m. to take the dogs outside? And I was like, nope.
Incredible.
Did you hear when Jimmy was asking for water at 3 a.m.? And I'm like, nope.
Amazing.
So
yeah, my girl can fall asleep in like 30 seconds, which makes watching a TV show with her impossible. Impossible.
But I will admit that I have a very unhealthy relationship with my phone and with television. And I'm starting to see that trickle down to my son, who had a complete meltdown when we took his little TV, aka his tablet, away from him.
Right.
And I'm like, I need to start setting better examples.
Yeah, sure. So I woke up this morning and I was feeling pretty refreshed. First thing I did was check out my gadgets to tell me how I was sleeping. And once again, I got like 15 minutes of deep sleep, like nothing, which is nothing. So unhealthy. Mm. However, our assignment was put everything down an hour before you go to sleep, which I did do last night.
You did?
Yeah. So I bought a book and I started reading it on Kindle.
What time was that?
It was around 9:15-ish. Okay. I just wasn't tired at all. So I would normally start a little bit earlier than that, but it was 9:15. So I got this superficial book, Everybody Loves You When You're Dead by Neil Strauss. And it's about a whole bunch of celebrities and what their lives were like. So I started reading that and I dozed off. I felt pretty good about it, but
it changed nothing,
at least not the first night.
I'm curious, does Kindle not allow blue light? Because that's a screen.
I don't know. It's certainly, I don't know. I mean, does it have to be like a hardcover or softcover, like pages?
No. I'm all about reading, even if it's on a Kindle, but a Kindle technically is a screen. I just want to make sure Kindle knows that there's no blue light there.
There is blue light?
Yeah, not as much. Not enough to be damaging, but yeah, that's a blue light device.
Dang it.
Got the old school, man. Pick up a book. Why are you so afraid of this?
Amazon is going to be shocked today when somebody buys a paper book online.
That's what I buy all the time.
Okay.
I hate to break it to you, Podge, but that's a screen.
Dang it.
You're reading on it, but it's a screen.
I thought I had the option when I bought it to get like the blue light one or not, but I'll have to go look back at that. All right, Jackson, how did you brought this on us.
I did. I need to know if this is cheating or not, okay?
Yes.
So I realized last night, because I turned my phone off at about 9:30.
Our goal was 9.
Well, I was up a little bit. I was going to be up a little bit later.
Okay.
Anyway.
Whatever an hour, before. And that can vary a little bit.
Because I had my reminder set that you see for 9 o'clock last night.
Okay.
I was ready to go, turned it off. And then I realized that I can't remember the last time that I went to sleep without listening to something. Like, I almost always fall asleep with my AirPods in because I turn the noise canceling on and that like helps me go to sleep. So I couldn't fall asleep for 40, like almost an hour. And so I realized that like maybe if I just turned a podcast on. So I looked at my phone for like 2 seconds to turn a podcast on and then I was able to fall asleep. Does that okay?
I don't think listening to a podcast would qualify because, again, you're stimulating your mind. And what this is supposed to do is just chill you the F out.
I see.
I thought he was talking about having to look at the phone to find the podcast because technically that's looking at your phone.
Yeah, that's like the blue light, right?
That's cheating.
Yeah, but that would just be real quick. But I think it's the sound that's probably keeping you up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. We got to go dark.
Try white noise.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting to me that y'all struggle with this. I'm done with my phone by 7:30 every night.
What? Absolutely not.
Every night.
You are superhuman. Yeah.
It's like I'm excited to be done with my phone. I look forward to it.
I feel like if I'm done with my phone at 7:30, then I get a bunch of emails first thing in the morning that were mad at me that I didn't answer their emails after 7:30 last night.
And that's on them.
Yes.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to turn your brain off.
Yeah.
Like I put my phone on do not disturb at 8 and only like a select few people can actually get through to my phone.
Well, after that, I do that as well. But you saying, what do?
Normally from like 7:30 to 8, I'll just relax. Like 7 to 8, I'll catch up on a show. Okay. I usually watch an episode of a show, but I'm done with my phone. And then 8 o'clock, I will read from 8 to 8:30 every night. And then 8:30, I try to go to sleep. And usually I'm asleep by 9:30. That's my routine.
Wow.
I'm going to have to keep the phone literally out of another room in order to do that. Because if it's in the room, then I don't even realize that I'm reaching for it and scrolling. I'm watching a TV show and I'm scrolling at the same time. Your mind can't go off.
Mm-hmm.
How was yours?
I did very well.
Okay.
My phone was down at 8:58, even though Jimmy had a late bedtime last night, so I didn't get as much me time. And that's where in my brain, I'm like, okay, so I put him to bed. He didn't go to bed at 8:30 because he took a long nap. So I'm like, I deserve more me time. Mm. But I was still going to bed at the same time. So that me time, whether I wanted it or not, was not going to be there. So I put the phone down at 8:58. I was really into my crime doc. Mo.
Which one?
The one that I found. The Fox Hollow murders.
That's on my list. I added it to the list.
Oh, my God.
So you're listening or watching?
Watching
true crime before you go to bed.
That's the only reason I didn't start it is because that's where you got me beat. I can't watch it right before bed. I won't sleep well.
I'm a dark person. I don't know what's happening. So
you're watching that before you go to sleep.
Yes.
So that's probably not counting either.
Well, that went off at 9:17.
Okay.
So because normally I would have watched that till 10:30.
Okay.
And so I didn't because my bedtime is typically 10, right? And so I was like a little bit, I was like 20 minutes over. But at 9:17, even though I ended an episode on a cliffhanger and I wanted to start the next one, I didn't.
Should it be this hard? Because I think as a group, we got a D.
Yeah.
A D today.
Yeah.
We'll try it again tomorrow.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.